We've been looking at the creation story and connecting it with our time of meditation. I think it's quite amazing that the last song we sung talked about the light, talked about how He made the world and saw that it was good, since we've been talking about day one, light and creation, and now we're at day four, where again it talks about light. Genesis chapter 1, starting verse 14, it says, "And God said, let there be lights in the vault of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark the sacred times and the days and the years. And let them be lights in the vault of the sky to give light on the earth. And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. God set them in the vault of the sky to give light on the earth, to govern the day and the night, to separate the light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning, the fourth day. On day four, God made, as we see, the sun, the moon, and the stars. He did this, as Scripture states, to govern the day and the night." Now the words that are found here referring to these lights, the greater and the lesser, memshalah and mashal. Now, interesting, the word mashal is also defined as to make like. So to be something that is similar. In fact, actually, a proper way of looking at it is to make light or to assimilate to. After all, the lesser light is to make light or to assimilate to the greater light, which is the memshalah. So God made lights to rule the day and night, but it could also be translated as He made a light and then made another to be like that light or to assimilate to that light. So it's interesting to consider that assimilation, or maybe a better question is to consider, who are those lights trying to be like or assimilate to? Consider the following. John writes, in chapter 8, verse 12, when Jesus spoke again to the people, He said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever walks in Me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of light." In fact, in the first letter of John, in the first chapter, starting in verse 5, it's recorded and stated, "This is the message we have heard from Him and declare to you, that God is light, in Him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with Him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and we do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin." You know, it's interesting to consider what the lights might be trying to assimilate in day four. And then as we look at the Scripture, we see that Jesus Himself was stating that He was the light. Maybe what we can learn from creation day four is, as the greater light and the lesser light we're trying to assimilate or to be similar, that we ourselves need to be reminded that we need to assimilate or to make similar to the light of the world, Jesus Christ. After all, isn't that why we're here? We're here more than just being learners, we're here more than just being followers, but we're here as Christians. It's always interesting that when you consider Paul's letter to those at Corinth, that we reference chapter 11, and we go to that to see the instructions of the Lord's Supper, and rightly so. But it's also intriguing that before He even says that, at the beginning of that chapter, He says what? "Be imitators of Me. Be like Me, assimilate to Me as I" what? "I am like and I assimilate to Jesus Christ." See, as we are here to consider the light of the world, Jesus Christ and the sacrifice that He made so that He could push out the darkness and bring the light of life, to bring righteousness, sanctification, and as we sung about, holiness to this world. It's a reminder that as we partake of that, we are partaking of His light, but we're partaking of His light to reflect on the fact that we are to be similar and assimilate. That's why Matthew records in chapter 5, verse 14, Jesus says this He says, you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp. They don't light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it out on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. So in this same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father who is in heaven. So as we consider the greater and lesser light and their desire to assimilate to the great light, we are here because we are trying to assimilate to the light of Jesus Christ. And we're here to be like Jesus Christ and to let our light shine and to remember that so that when people see our light, they praise our Father as we're here to praise the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father God in heaven, we're truly grateful and thankful to share here, Lord God, that as we consider the great and lesser light, we see, Father God, that they are there as a reflection of the light that rules the day and the night. But we're here to reflect the light of Jesus Christ, the ruler of all things, the one who created day and night. And so, Father God, as we remember how he brought light to this dark world through his sacrifice, we pray that as we partake in remembrance of the sacrifice, that we take our light, our assimilated light, our similar light to Jesus Christ, and we do good, so that when people see the goodness, they see the goodness of you, Father God, and of your Son, Jesus. We praise you and we thank you. And through your Son's name we pray. Amen.